tourism, a critical sector for the country is economy. And we've had our Minister Tito Mboweni on a number of occasions speaking about the sector needing a boost so that it can contribute positively to the country's growth. So we have seen that international tourism in South Africa is in decline. And the question we're asking here is, can it be salvaged? Joining me to answer this question and more is Natalie Schooling, who's the CEO of Enlighten. Natalie, many thanks for your time this evening. I mean, it's not something brilliant to talk about as we enter the festive season and we are expecting an influx of international tourism. But of course, the trends telling us it might not be as big a number as we'd like to see for the economy.
Hi, Rafiwa. Thanks so much for having me on your show and hello to all your listeners. So, you know, one looks at bad news and you have to see the positive in the bad news. So, yep, tourism is down and, you know, there's lots that we can do.
Right. Talk us through the current landscape of tourism, some of the statistics and perhaps some of the reasons that we're seeing a decline.
So, Rafiwa, you know, Sub-Saharan Africa receives approximately 2.7% of global tourism. And the fact of the matter is, you know, places like Rwanda, East Africa are really the flavor of the month. So, you know, that's why we're seeing tourism dropping. I think that there's a lot that we can do to amend that, and we need to work hard in terms of being the flavor of the month. So it's, you know, there are lots of factors contributing to it. We're down by 2% in terms of South Africa, in terms of global tourism. Mm. So those are the stats that we're looking at.
But what is contributing to the decline? We've got Table Mountain, beautiful beaches, really nice sightseeing areas and provinces in the country. You're saying that the countries like Rwanda are the flavor of the month. Why are we not the flavor of the month? What is the big thing that is causing that decline?
So I think one of the biggest things is, you know, the water crisis, you know, specifically in the Cape. And I think that, you know, it's still a thing in the minds of international tourists. A lot of the international travelers are asking, you know, do we have water? And although, you know, luckily, you know, we've had a good rainfall this winter, it still hasn't, you know, factored into, you know, gone down the line in terms of global tourism. So water, you know, for people wanting to come to the Cape is a big thing. You know, another thing is around security, you know, the murders, the crimes. You know, bad news travels fast. Good news does definitely take a lot longer to get there. You know, also the other factor is we're not a destination that's easy to travel to. So, you know, things like the Asian market, we haven't unlocked the Asian market in terms of, you know, the Department of Trade and Industry, the current systems, they're antiquated. So it's hard for, you know, a huge sector of the tourism market to get to South Africa. And then, of course, we've got, you know, the fact that the unabridged birth certificates, yes, you know, people now can travel with, you know, minors, but that again has not filtered to you know, our markets that we want to attract. So there's a lot of work to be done.
There is indeed. So, I mean, then we start to speak about the turnaround strategies that need to be implemented to grow brand SA. What would some of those need to be?
Well, there's a lot. There's, you know, I think, you know, wow, where do we start? I think that, you know, most importantly, the South African government talks about the importance of tourism, but what are they actually doing about it? There's very little accountability, and there's very little impetus in terms of really growing a great sector of our, you know, of industry and what we're able to show and showcase in South Africa. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of talk and not that much action. So it's about putting priority on the tourism sector, which I feel that is very lacking.
Yeah, and I mean, you also speak about the fact that there needs to be significant investment into the hospitality industry. Talk us through the reasoning behind that.
Well, the hospitality industry, you know, I think we trotted along. I think, you know, we're naturally an amazing destination. I think that our people are warm and you know, we're authentic. I think we have just such a diverse ability to appeal to so many markets. So I think that there's a huge amount of positivity in terms of our tourism sector. I think that it's, you know, really untapped. And I think that it needs to be a priority in terms of government, in terms of how do we, you know, put ourselves back on, you know, how do we become the flavor of the month again?
And then just a final thought, you also speak about the fact that tourism service providers need to look inward. So a little bit of advice and tips on how tourism operators can deliver that kind of service, that stellar service that you talk about, and attract the right kind of visitors into South Africa.
So, Ruthie, where they, you know, there's so many SMEs and small businesses that, you know, can do so much with so little. It doesn't cost a lot. It really is about making sure that your staff are trained on the basics. You know, it's about greeting, smiling, using the guest name, making them feel welcome. So it's about training your staff on basic hospitality principles. Mm. It's also about, you know, management needs to get, you know, they need to roll their sleeves up. They need to be present. They can't be sitting in their offices answering emails. They need to be out there, you know, talking to guests and making sure that, you know, guests have a great experience. It's about, you know, giving staff a deep understanding of why people come here. What are their expectations? And, you know, how can we serve them better? It's around, you know, sharing local knowledge. It's about, you know, sharing industry knowledge about, you know, Uber. What's the traffic like? What's the weather going to be like? About safety, you know, how to be safe. Sharing stuff that, you know, us as locals know every day and making sure that, you know, our visitors are welcome and that they feel that, you know, we really do care. And I think lastly, it's around feedback is so critical, especially in the hospitality industry, and for management and owners of businesses to know that it's okay to have bad feedback, because we can grow from bad feedback, and just making sure that, you know, staff know that feedback's okay, and you know, not have that sort of stick approach, more of a carrot approach. So it's about embracing feedback and growing and learning from that.
Sure, such little time to talk about such a critical sector and so many things, Natalie, that have to be changed within the sector, because as our minister has mentioned on various occasions, that's Minister Di Dombaweni, it does have the potential to be a significant contributor to our GDP growth. So many things that need to be done there, and it's not just about the service that we deliver, but we need policy that is conducive to opening up to people that would like to visit our beautiful country that is South Africa. So Natalie Schooling, CEO of Enlighten, thank you so much for talking to us this evening. We're speaking about international tourism to South Africa in decline and whether or not it's something that can be salvaged.